This is Relentless on BlowTopSeeker.com with, unfortunately, a Christmas rant. And it stems from bad Christmas music. I have been subjected to bad Christmas music for 4 weeks solid now, due to someone deciding that they should pipe one of the local radio stations that plays nonstop Christmas music for an entire month over the company intercom phone system. Now, and you're hearing the same thing day after day, hour after hour. And I don't know what is wrong with this particular station, but they have every imaginable artist doing renditions of the same songs over and over again. And they are only playing artists that don't do Christmas music well. And what are they doing? Just recording Christmas albums for the sake of recording Christmas albums? Some of these people really need to stick to their own genres. They're not cutting it. It's mind-boggling to me how many renditions of Christmas songs I have heard where the creativity of the artist actually results in turning Christmas music should be joyful. And they're taking songs which could be joyful or inspiring and just turning them to some sort of slow rendition type of thing that gets to the point of, I find it depressing. It's bringing me down. It's also driving me insane because it's been going on for 4 weeks. I think we got to get over this. And here's the problem. The problem is that Christmas has gotten to the point where it's so hyped, it's almost like you're supposed to be happy at all costs, no matter how bad it gets. And this particular station, it was bad. And I started complaining about it, hoping maybe they could find another source or something. There's good Christmas music out there by current artists and you know, things that have been done over the years. But this particular station wasn't playing anything decent. And to even object means I'm a Scrooge. I now have the distinction of being labeled the company Scrooge because I was complaining about listening to this music over and over and over again. But I'm sorry, it was bad music. They played one song in particular that I do like. Well, actually two. There's one song I'm fond of. Everyone does it well, but my favorite rendition happened to have been the one this particular station was playing. It's called Mary, Do You Know? And it's a very beautiful song. And the particular version I like is the one done by Kenny Rogers as a duet with another woman. With a woman. And they did have that one. And then they had this other song. And this other song is the one Christmas song that to me is the epitome of the Christmas spirit. I'm not sure what the name of it is. I don't even know the name of the artist. But it's basically a song about the first nightingale, and the song brings tears to my eyes. Luckily, this was not a problem at work, because I would have been crying every hour when they played it, except for the fact that it was such a joke that I was hating listening to the Christmas music, that every time this one song came on, there was so much hullabaloo going on about, oh, her song is on, and making fun of me, that I couldn't hear the darn thing. But anyway, that's my rant. There's really no point in some people recording Christmas albums. They're just no good at it. Let's admit it. You know, just because the music stunk doesn't make me a Scrooge. I'll confess here right now, I probably do fit the definition of a Scrooge. But my complaints about that music are not the reason why. That's another story. So there you have it. I'm glad it's over. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I'm definitely not going to let this happen next year. I don't care who calls me a Scrooge. It ain't going to start Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm not going to listen to it for 4 darn weeks. Okay, I hope some of you understand what I'm talking about. I had to get this out of my system. Thanks for letting me. I know I should lighten up, but anyway, this is Relentless. Bye-bye. Wait, I have one more thing to add. And this is a message to Benevolent Heretic. If you know the song I'm talking about, this Nightingale song, one of the complaints about it was the woman who sings it, well, most of the people find her voice annoying. I quite frankly find it appropriate for the song. It's a very soprano, childish voice. But I would love to hear you try a rendition of this song, because I think you could really do something fabulous with it. And if you know the song I'm talking about, and you're up to it, and you have the time, I would really, really enjoy if you'd give it a shot on BTS Music. In fact, I'm going to go as far as to say that if you can do this for me, it might make up for this horrendous month I've had listening to bad music. Thanks. Bye-bye.